There is always another story or another side to it. A unique angle, a unique viewpoint, a unique insight. This is Chai FM. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. Let's begin in Australia, where Australian Jewish leaders have criticized a joint statement by Australia and 22 countries calling for increased aid to Gaza, deeming it well-meaning but lacking solutions to prevent Hamas from diverting aid or addressing UNRWA's alleged role in terrorism. Leaders emphasize the need for safeguards to ensure aid benefits civilians without empowering Hamas or risking hostage safety. They also highlighted concerns about UNRWA's alleged misuse, reaffirming Australia's support for Israel's right to defend itself while advocating for effective aid distribution. Meanwhile, in the United Kingdom, prominent Jewish journalists, including Robert Peston, Emily Maitlis, John Sopel, and others, have urged Israel and Egypt to lift restrictions blocking international media access to Gaza. In a letter published by Press Gazette, they emphasize the importance of independent reporting amid ongoing conflict, ceasefire breakdowns, and aid restrictions. Robert Peston, ITV's political editor, who is also an ambassador for the Jewish News, says the appeal highlights that their Jewish identities do not grant special authority, but aims to encourage the Israeli and Egyptian governments to allow fair media access for truthful reporting during this critical period. The Israeli-American Council's New York and New Jersey chapter has awarded Mayor Eric Adams the Friend of Israel and the Jewish People Award for his strong backing of Israel and efforts against anti-Semitism. Adams reaffirmed his unwavering support for Israel, condemning Hamas and affirming that hate will not prevail, especially after the October 7th attacks. He emphasized his commitment to combating rising anti-Semitism in New York, home to the world's largest Jewish community outside Israel. After months of bureaucratic delays, Switzerland has now implemented a ban on Hamas last week, following parliamentary approval prompted by the October 7th attacks. The law targets Hamas and groups acting on its behalf, with penalties of up to 20 years in prison. Swiss politician David Zurbaboula emphasized that any Hamas support, financial, propaganda, or organizational, can now be criminalized, including sharing Hamas content on social media. Let's now take a look at what other stories have made headlines. A new report claims Gaza Health Ministry casualty figures are false and unreliable, yet widely used to support genocide allegations against Israel, aiding Hamas's propaganda. French President Emmanuel Macron has instructed his government to develop strategies addressing the Muslim Brotherhood's influence and political Islamism in France. U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio is predicting that more Arab countries may normalize relations with Israel this year, including possibly Saudi Arabia, as ongoing diplomatic efforts aim to expand the Abraham Accords. Austria is launching its Israel Allies Caucus, joining a global network supporting Israel via faith-based diplomacy. This marks a key step in strengthening Austria-Israel relations, uniting parliamentarians to promote cooperation, shared values, and advocate on issues affecting Israel and Jewish communities. And finally, Scarlett Johansson made her feature directorial debut with Eleanor the Great on Tuesday, which received a 5-minute standing ovation at its world premiere at the 78th Cannes Film Festival. The film centers on Eleanor Morgenstern, a 94-year-old woman who moves from Florida to New York following the death of her friend Bessie, a Holocaust survivor. Johansson reflected on being honored at Cannes, emphasizing the film's heartfelt message and the importance of universal themes.
You know, it's funny, I've only been to Cannes twice in my career, so it's still very fresh out of the package for me. I'm like blown away by this festival, kind of mind-blowing, and to think that like our film, which feels like the little film that could, you know, this small little film, and could make it in this festival with like such very special directors and from all over the world, and also huge blockbuster films that have premiered here as well. It's surreal.
For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. This Chai FM Global Update is a daily newscast focusing on Jewish news from the diaspora. It's free for you to listen to on chaifm.com. If you subscribe, we will email it to you daily.